All right, welcome back, welcome back. Just like Kendrick, we back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back to back. Actually, because we have three tracks, not one, not two, but three tracks in a weekend, bro. Y'all know already what's going on, I'm sure. If you're a listener and you don't know what's going on with Drake and Kendrick, congratulations. You probably touch grass at least three times a week, which is three times more often than me, so. But I do shower every day. I try to at least, or yeah. I think most weeks I shower every day, so. But yeah, that's not even the point of this episode at all. The point of why we gathered you all here today is because it is May 4th, and may the 4th be with you. I wanted to bestow the 4th upon all of you. No, I just wanted to kind of follow up on my last episode because I really like the point of just doing what feels right, doing what feels natural, right? And I think a big proponent of that is that a lot of times it's mental, and it's a mental game that we shut ourselves down. We prevent ourselves from posting. We think what we post isn't good enough. We think just because we started, we're not good enough. We think it's going to take forever to get somewhere. We feel like, you know, things are difficult. Maybe we're alone. There's all these thoughts. But realize that your ideas that you think when you think, hey, you know, I really, really like architecture and construction, and I really like building planning, and I really like trying to make buildings in common concrete structures more safer for commercial use in public buildings. And you really like forecasting the stability and, I don't know, structure of various concrete structures. Like, that is amazing. You know, like, that's a talent, and it's also a gift. And I think with gifts, most of the time when they're received, I mean, they're put to use a lot of times, especially if it's a gift that is unique to you, and it's a gift that was made for you. Now, it'd be one thing if it was a gift where it was completely you would never ask for it, you know, and someone just said, hey, you know, here's some almond joy. You don't like almonds at all, but here's some almond joy. It's like, no, like, I don't want that. So I don't blame you for that, but for something that you would actually want, yeah, it's very possible and very plausible for you to make a plan intelligently to go get that. And I'm done with selling myself small. And I'm not saying short, I'm saying small, because short is only up and down, right? Small includes short. It includes size, it includes mass, it includes a lot of things. It's a overall, right? You could be small, you could be short with a large bank account, right? But you have a small bank account, you got a small stature, you got a small frame, right? Then you're pretty much just small then. And there's nothing wrong with being small. I'm not here to, you know, only talk about being big and being large. I'm not saying only large is good. Like, that's definitely not always the case, especially if we're talking about food, drinks and soda and sugary coffee Starbucks drinks that most people get probably twice to 3 days, or 3 times a day. Like, you probably don't need a large, bro, because it's 1500, or you probably don't need a large, girl, because it's 2000 calorie drink. You put whole milk in half and half, and then sweet foam, and then you put whipped cream. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, do you want the coffee or not? Like, did you want coffee with that? Like, so I don't know. I think everything is key within moderation. And even when it comes to self-improvement and just trying to be better and just trying to, you know, strive to make good, to strive to new places and strive to make good pace, like, you're gonna have some stumbles along the way, but that's okay, because you're still going to make progress. And that's the beautiful thing. Like, good things come in small packages. Like, I mean, I think that's a cliche line. I don't know where it came from. But again, we're talking about money. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm sure for my dudes out there, if you have a girlfriend and you go to her and propose to her with a $120,000 ring, I'm not saying money's everything, but, you know, I'm probably willing to bet she would highly appreciate that. She would highly be shocked that you spent that much money. So, yeah, you could put a ring in a little box, and that could be a gift. So, like, again, I say that to say, let you be who you want to be. Don't minimize yourself. Don't make yourself smaller because of what anyone says or what someone does or what mistakes you've made in the past. Maybe I'm reiterating LCBC a little bit here, interestingly enough, but really, just don't identify with things you can't control and things you can't do anything with. Just focus on getting ahead of things that you can do. And I don't mean like, oh man, I'm so addicted to cigarettes, like, I can't do anything about it. Like, no, I mean, like, you can't make yourself taller, so, like, why would you be obsessed with being taller? Or, like, if you're struggling to grow a beard, it's like, well, your beard genetics just aren't there fully. Like, I mean, there might be other things to try, but, like, it's like, unless you actually try, then I feel like you can't necessarily always rule things out 100%. Like, I think there is a such thing as 100% objectivity. I know, maybe I'll get canceled for saying that in today's day and age. Podcast Spotify might actually cancel me for that, but yeah, I do think that. And yeah, I think it's important to continue to say what is on your mind, and I do believe in free speech. Yeah, I'm an American, and that's our first right, and I'm not trying to get political here. I'm just saying, you, especially as an American, for my American listeners here, I know I have a few overseas. You are seen. I appreciate y'all. For those that are returning, no matter where you are, I'm always super grateful for you listening. I can't believe when I look at that freaking analytics chart and it says people listen and it says more people listen, I'm just like, wow. Like, chat, is this real? Chat, is this real? Chat, pinch me. Chat, pinch me. Chat, pinch me. Yeah, like, it's insane, yeah. But that's why I want to come on here and say real quick, just don't sell yourself small. Don't get in your mind and think about everything that you have to do. And then from there, start thinking about, oh, well, how am I supposed to, how am I supposed to ever do this or something like that? Like, even if you do something once a month or once out the year, once whenever, like, it's still better than zero time. So it's like, it's always going to be known, you know, that one thing, because that's really the beauty in recording art, video, music. But yeah, that's enough of my rambling. Thanks for tuning in. It's been another episode of the Winning State of Mind. And yeah, we're all hollering at you almost at midnight. But yeah, it's cool. So yeah, hang tight. We're going to publish this episode. Leave us a review if you like something. Let me know if there's anything you'd want to ever change. And yeah, thank you for tuning in, and look forward to seeing you on the next one. Peace.